excellent point, Sean. When will it, will it come down? That's the thing. These profits are so big. You know, you have double the profits, but when the recovery comes back around, are you going to get it double back? No, you're only going to get maybe 25% of it back. So, yeah, that's the downfall for us consumers. But, guys, you're talking about public transportation. I used it when I worked at Verizon because I lived 2 miles from the store, and even though I wasn't driving at the time, I was given gas allowance and things like that for my vehicle with the employment level that I had. But, I mean, $17 a month it cost me to go 2.5 miles each way to work on a bus. And, I mean, I didn't go all the way downtown, of course, from the suburbs. But a little two-mile jaunt wasn't bad. And even on nice days today, well, I mean, it's going to get humid, but nice days today I would walk to work. But, yeah, public transportation is not great. It never will be here in Detroit because people love their cars. But then again, you look here in Michigan and you wonder why there's so many traffic jams and problems because we don't have any what they call, you know, carpool lanes or something like that on the freeway. I know they put something out on 96 recently, but, yeah, we're never going to be, this state will never be like California or other major cities that have carpool lanes and express lanes and things like that. So, yeah, it may not be perfect, but it does work if you know how to work it.
K-A-A-U-H-T.
KFAS, go ahead, station.
Yeah, this is Steve. Well, I was just going to interject. Sean can attest for the record. I did take a smart bus to the Saturday morning breakfast.